into it. Did you have another song?
No.
You sure?
Just making sure.
Acts 27, 25. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Ain't you glad to be here? Man, I feel like I ain't preached in 2 or 3 days. And I don't want to do nothing but give you the word this morning, Acts chapter number 27, verse number 25. And if you'll also so turn to Revelation chapter number 3 this morning, is where the text will be found from this morning. We'll be talking about the church at Laodicea, and that's what's on my heart this morning. Acts chapter number 27 and verse number 25. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Boy, don't we need that in the world we live in. Wherefore, sirs, I can just hear Paul screaming that out. Be of good cheer. You know what that means? Get your head up. That means get your head out of the sand. Get your head up. Quit living like you're defeated and get your head up. Amen? Brother J.D., I read the back of the book. We win. We win, Brother J.D. Brother Jake, we win. We ain't defeated. Amen? Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Revelation chapter number 3 in verse number 14. I want to preach a title, for I believe God knows. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Revelation 3:14, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, and this is where the church is, this is where America is, this is where everybody that you look at is this morning. You look at this room, nobody has a need. Nobody has a need this morning. But God says, listen, we need God. Amen. We need God. We need God. Man, we need God. I believe we need God in the world that we live in. At Union Chapel Baptist Church, we need God. Amen. Because you say, well, he spewed. No, he's not going to leave you spewed out. If you're his, he's not going to leave you spewed out. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. Man, ain't we rich and increased with goods? All over. You just look at it. And have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see us. As many as I love, I rebuke. And that's what I want to preach on. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This ain't only for the saved man. This is lost man, saved man. He knocks at all of our heart's door. He's talking to the church here. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for all the people that are standing for the reverence and the reading of your word this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that you would take the next few moments and you just have your complete control in this place. Father, I am in over my head and I know that this morning, and I ask you to do all the preaching. Lord, I pray you do all the preaching. I pray you do all the pulling this morning, Lord God. I pray that you do all the knocking on somebody's heart's door. I pray right now, Father, that the one that think that they don't have a need or a care in this world, Father, I pray you'd show them this morning that they need Jesus this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that you are my provider, you're my protector, and you're my high priest this morning, Father. I thank you for that. I thank you that when I don't know what to do, you still take care of me. And Father, I pray this morning you bless this reading, bless this time. In Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come, it says, for I believe God knows. I believe God knows. I want you to know this morning when Paul spoke that, it really sat down in my heart and it stirred me in a mighty way when he says, for I believe God. This morning, if I went around this room and I asked you, do you believe God? Most of you would say, I believe God. Hey, but do you believe God with everything that you have this morning? Every fiber of being that is in you this morning, do you believe God is going to take care of you? He's going to help you. He's not here to hurt you, but He is here to help you this morning. If you look with me in verse number 15, the Bible says, I know thy works. He said, I know. I know everything about you. There's not one thing inside of you or around you that I don't know, and I thank God for that this morning. But I want to look at verse number 19, what the Bible says that God knows and what He does this morning. Look with me if you will. He says, as many as I love. Hey, this morning, can I say to you that there's not nobody that's ever been born. There's not nobody that's ever been conceived inside a mother's womb that God has not loved. Hey, I want you to know this morning, God loves everybody. He loves the drunkard. He loves the dope head. He loves the child molester. He loves the fornicator. He loves the adulteress. He loves everybody this morning. You say, preacher, I don't know if He does or not. The Bible says, for I love God. Amen. He says, I know God. And in John 3:16, the Bible says, and I want you to get this morning, that God said, for God so loved the world that He gave what? That He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loves everybody, and He says, those He loves, He rebukes. And what does that mean? He comes after them. He chastens them. He stays on their heels. He don't let them have their way. He gets right where they're at. He don't let them go anyway. He don't let them go sideways, but He sticks there with them, Brother Bria, through the thick and the thin. He stays there with them. And I want you to know this morning, have you ever said, man, I wish God would let up? I got good news this morning. If you're a child of His, He ain't going to let up. You might as well go ahead and give in, because He's not going to let up. Amen. Hey, this morning, as I think about that, He says, whom He loves, He rebukes and He chases them. And look with me in this text. He loves them and He chases them, and He gets right where they're at this morning. And He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. He said He wants that relationship to be right, and He knows when it is, and He knows when it's not. And I want to show you this morning six things that He does in one verse. In one verse this morning, He does it to the lost man. Hey, but He does it to the saved man this morning. Have you ever been to church and felt like you ain't been at the table? You walked in, but you didn't get nothing. You sat down, but you didn't get fed. Have you ever went out and left hungry? Hey, this morning I got good news. The Bible says, behold, I stand. Look with me this morning, number one, at His patiently how He stands. The Bible says in verse number 20, behold, I stand. I see my Savior standing there at the door, and He patiently stands there. He ain't rubbing His hands. He's not upset. He's not going crazy. You know what He's doing? He is standing there at that door for you, and He's standing at that door for me. Hey, I want you to know this morning, the Bible calls Him the Good Shepherd. And you know what the Good Shepherd does? He lays down His life for the sheep. And in the Bible, I want you to get this, He said that He would lay His life down. And when He would take them sheep in the Old Testament, and they would take them out, and they would graze new territory, and it got night time, and it was a time to lay down. You know what they would do? They would make a hedge all around them sheep, and they would take rocks, and they would take sticks, and they would take all kind of branches, and they would go all around there, and they would lay it all the way down, and they would lay it all the way down, and they would leave about a 5.5 to 6 foot entrance, and that would be the only thing that was left open, and it would be left open, and all the sheep would be on the inside. Come here, Brother Kyler, let me use you for something. Can I get an amen? And you know what that shepherd would do? If this is the shepherd here, and he's got his sheep in the sheepfold, and he's got it all gathered around, he ain't but about a 6 foot entrance is all that's left. 5.5 half to 6 foot. And you know what the shepherd would do? Lay down for me, son. He would lay down like this. He would lay down in front of that way. He says, behold, I stand at the door. He would lay down and nobody could come in and nobody could come out. The sheep couldn't come out because the shepherd's there. The wolf couldn't come in because the shepherd's there. I thank God this morning that I got a shepherd that is standing at the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I patiently wait. This morning I'm asking you, do you know that shepherd? Do you know the one that lays at the door? And when trouble comes, he fights the old thief off. And when the devil comes, he runs him away. Do you know that shepherd this morning? He says, behold, I stand at the door this morning. Behold, I stand at the door. You know what the shepherd do? He'd lay his life down for the sheep. There's not a preacher you know has ever laid his life down for the sheep. There's not a deacon you know ever laid his life down for the sheep. There's not a church member you ever know laid his life down for the sheep. You know who did that? Jesus. He said, I am the good shepherd. Look what he said. Behold, I stand. He patiently stands. Patiently as he can, he stands there. Man, when I'm in there and I'm bailing out and wanting to go crazy, you know what he does? He don't get sideways. He patiently stands. But look what he does. He is present at the door. Not only does he patiently stand, but he is present at the door. Behold, I stand at the door. He stands there at that door. He stands there waiting. He stands there right where he needs to be. I thank God this morning that he is the door. He is the way to heaven this morning. I see he patiently stands. I see he is presently standing at that door. But I want you to get this. He is pursuing while he's at the door, Brother JD. He says, behold, I stand patiently at the door. I'm present. I'm here this morning. And knock. What does he do? He is pursuing somebody. That shepherd is not asleep. That shepherd has not went wayward. That shepherd is standing there and he's knocking at that door. He is standing there and he says this. He says, and I knock. I knock at that heart's door. I thank God this morning that he knocks at my heart's door for salvation and he knocks at my heart's door every day that I wake up. He is a shepherd that's near. He is a shepherd that's close. And he says, behold, I patiently stand at the door present today and I knock. I pursue people and I want them to come into the flock. Oh, this morning he knows, for I believe God knows. Look what he says. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, I see he's pleading as well. He's pleading. Not only is he pursuing after people, but he's pleading. He said, if anybody hear my voice. I told this in Sunday school and I'm talking about a shepherd that provides and protects. We went to the beach and man, I thank God for what he's made down there. Amen. Amen. Y'all going to be going in a couple weeks. Y'all going to be going. And I got down there. And we went in Big Mike's and we sat down to eat. And by the way, that's not the best steak on the beach. I went to GT's on the bay and that steak was a lot better, just saying. But I went in. And talking about the Savior and what he does, how he is present with us and how he patiently is with us along our life and how he pursues us every day. I went in and I had on my saved hat and I had on my shirt with my cross on it and I sat down to eat and we ordered our food and Ryder had to come apart and I had to clean up something in the floor and I was taking it to the bathroom and I went into the bathroom and I threw it in the garbage and when I come back out, I run into this little girl that we was in revival, Brother Garrett, with two weeks ago. I run slap into her, just boom! And I was like, well, I'm sorry, but hon. She said, Brother BJ, what you doing down here? I said, I'm eating. What you doing down here? I said, well, me and Daddy, her daddy's a preacher. I said, me and Daddy, we down here on vacation. We're going to have a good time. Going to stay a couple days. I said, well, that's good. And when I left her, the Holy Ghost in heaven, you know what he sweetly spoke to me? Ain't you glad you ain't got a beer on the table? Ain't you glad you ain't got old Long Neck Budweiser sitting on your table? Oh, you a preacher. Don't you kid yourself. Oh, you don't you? Satan wants you and he wants me. The only thing's keeping me from that is my shepherd at the door. He's with me. When I go down there, he don't leave me. He stays with me. That sweet Holy Ghost, I was walking back by the bar, by the way, and he said, ain't you glad you didn't have a mixed drink sitting there? Ain't you glad you didn't? Because somebody you preached to 2 weeks ago is down here as well. You see, the shepherd's at the door. He's patiently waiting. He's pursuing you every day of your life. And he loves you. And he wants to do. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." He said, "I will come into him right where he's at." Friends, listen to me this morning. If you don't know that door, you need to get to know him this morning. Because you're leaving here one day, and the only way you're going to get out of this world, hell. Let me give you this morning. If not, hell will be your home. That's pretty clear. If you don't go through the door, you'll go to hell. Let me give you this morning. Didn't want to go there, but we will, okay? Let me give you this. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice, and open the door." You've got to open that door. God knows, but you've got to open it. And when it gets stopped up, even when you're saved, you've got to open it. You've got to open that spout where the glory runs out. God will not open it for you. I never see where he's opening that door. He has provided the door. He has provided the way. He's provided the truth. He has provided the life. But it's up to you to open that door. They said they painted a picture one time of this door. And they said, "Oh, you've made a mistake. It's wrong. It's not right." And the painter said, "What do you mean?" He said, "On that door, you only got one doorknob, only on one side. On the inside, there's not a doorknob." He said, "Of course, he don't open the door. He is the door." Amen. If you're going to go in, you're going to have to open the door. I thought about that. It said, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, for I believe God knows." Getting ready for this sermon, my mom called and she said, "Son," I said, "Yeah." "When you get home, my washing machine's tore slap up." That's Detroit. We just don't tear stuff up. It's slap tore up. Amen. So I got to her house. I know y'all don't care about this, but God spoke to my heart, so I just got to tell you. He said, "I will open." And I got down there. I said, "Mama, what'd you do to it?" "I ain't done nothing." I said, "Mama, it's working when you... I ain't done nothing." I said, "Okay." She said, "But I did have a water leak out back, and they had to open up the pipes and fix it." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "If any man will..." He said, "Open the door. Open up." Nobody's going to preach it. If it had opened up... For 2 days, I worked on that washing machine. And then she asked me, "Do I need to call somebody else or are you going to get it?" I thought, "You ain't even got the bill yet and you won't know if you need somebody else." I leaned that washing machine back and I took that off. Listen to this, y'all. I took that off the back and the little filter on the inside of that washing machine was stopped slap up. Listen to me. Boy, God spoke to me. It was stopped slap up with stuff that ain't supposed to be there. Grit, dirt, mud. It ain't supposed to be there. You cut the water on, it'd go to it, but it wouldn't go through. It wouldn't fill up. Somebody here this morning, you might be stopped up. It's the reason why you ain't filling up. You get what I'm saying? "Behold, I stand at the door." He's knocking at you. And he said, "You're stopped, slap up. You got the filth of this world. You got the things of this world. You think you can lay it down on Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, go be what you want to be, and then be a Christian." He said, "It'll stop you up, and it won't work." So I worked on that thing. First time, I said, "It needs blowed out." I put my lips on it. Every good mechanics does that. I watched Brother Kevin. He always got a flashlight in his mouth. I got back there, Brother Kevin, and it wouldn't blow through. I went and got me the dust spray that you spray on a computer desk. It wouldn't go through. I said, "What you going to do now?" I went home and I got my air compressor. 150 PSI. It ain't mine. It ain't my washing machine. Huh? There's somebody here this morning. Your problem ain't my problem. What's stopped up in your life ain't my... Hey, it ain't my problem. You're the one stopped up. You're the one knows this morning that you're stopped up. He said, "You have no need. You got all that you want, but you're stopped up and you're not filling up. It won't fill up. It won't wash. It won't clean. It won't do what it needs to do when it's stopped up. It gets stagnant. It gets no good. It gets of no value." I laid that thing over and Brandy said, "You need any help?" I said, "I got this time." I took that air to that thing and I stuck it in that little inlet. Brother JD, I'm telling you, it is so little. It is so little. I'm talking about, son, can you see that?
Yes, sir.
It's littler than that. And it don't take hardly nothing to stop it up. Can I tell you this morning, because I believe you'll understand this, it don't take nothing to stop up my Christian life.
Yes, sir.
It don't take nothing. It's what I listen to, what I look at, what I hear, complaining, it stops it up. And it's going to take more than me putting my lips on it and try to handle it on my own. It's going to take more than a can from Dollar General. It's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost to blow through that little inlet to get it cleaned up and get it cleaned out and get it flowing back like it needs to flow. So I took that 150 PSI and I stuck it on that thing, and I didn't halfway do it. I was tired of fooling with it. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning is tired of fooling with it. You know, God knows. He says, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking and I'm tired of fooling with you. Now, are you going to let me blow this out of your life and clean it up, or are you going to keep staying stopped up? Boy, I stuck that thing on there. He said, preacher, what'd you do then? The battle was over. I took that little old hose and I wrapped that thing back up. I'll open the door. I wrapped that thing back up on there. I laid the washing machine down. Mama said, you got it fixed? I didn't have to tell her I had it fixed. Get this, Brother Brent. I didn't have to tell her I had it fixed. Son, did you get it fixed? I didn't have to tell her I got it fixed. I hit that button, and that thing went whoosh. Water started going all in that thing. It got to washing. I called her last night. I said, how's that washing machine doing? She said, it's washing like you wouldn't believe. This morning, somebody stopped up. I believe that, or God wouldn't let me went through that last night. Maybe this morning you're stopped up and you know that He knows. For I believe God and I believe He can unstop me, whatever's going on in my life. And listen to me, it don't take much to stop you up. It can be finances, family trouble. It can be anything that you go through, whatever gets under your skin, whatever gets you sideways. Listen to me, Satan's going to get it on you every time. He's going to sideways you. He's going to stop you up. He's going to clutter you up. And he's going to make it where you're in the most miserable shape of your life. And the only way to get out is let the Holy Ghost of heaven breathe on your life. And look what he says. He says it. Here's what he said. He said he's pursuing. He's pursuing after it, and he wants it so bad. I will come into him. That's a promise. That's a promise. It's a promise. I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Not only do I see he is patiently waiting, he's present today. He's pursuing you. He's pleading, and he's made you a promise. But he said, I'll provide everything you need. To him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. Will I grant to sit with me in my throne. This morning there's not nobody in this room made it yet. Amen. There's nobody in this room perfect. And God knows that because he knows me. But you know what? Who he loves, he chastens. Who he loves, he rebukes. Who he loves, he wants them to repent. Because he stands at the door and he knocks. And this morning, I wonder whose heart's door he's knocking at this morning. Knocking at that heart's door. Knocking, you know, man, stuff has stopped up and you need it cleaned out so bad. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame him, sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Note I was going to preach this last point. Ladies, get ready. And I got home from the beach Thursday. Had a funeral Friday, and visitation Friday, funeral Saturday. We got home, we go unload the vehicle. And God gives me illustrations all the time, just life application that I understand completely. And I've got a dog off Brother OJ, and that's a pretty good old dog. But at the end of the day, he's just a dog. And he ain't seen us in several days. I thought he'd be glad to see us, you know? And Brandy said, I'm going out there. She had him a little old hamburger and fries and all that kind of stuff. Gonna love on him. Gonna love on him. And she goes out there and lets him out, loving on him, petting on him. Got it made. Left him in an air-conditioned pen while we was gone. Air-conditioned pen with food, all the food and all the water he can drink. All he has to do is trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but just to trust and obey. We got back about 4:30 and she let him out. And in about 20 minutes, the world come apart. He had it made. If he'd have stayed at home, behold, I stand at the door. If he just stayed at the door. But instead, he wouldn't do that. He wanted to do it his way. And when I went and got him, his whole left ear is gone almost. Yeah. Yeah. Because there was something down there he wanted that he didn't need to have. There was something down there that he thought he had to have it, and no matter what it costed him, he was going to go get it. And he took off that hill, and he found something he didn't want. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning that may just be stopped up and nothing's flowing through. Or this world's ate you alive because you've been trying to trace stuff that you just don't need. What'd you do when you got that dog back home, preacher? Did you scold him real good? No. Threw some old blue spray on his ear. Wasn't nothing to sew up. About like some church people, when they finally come back to where God has them, ain't nothing to sew up. The world's done ate them up so bad. What do? Chastise them? Beat them? No, you just love them. The world's done the beating. Can I get a witness? The world, you don't need to beat them. The world's done beat them to death. When he come back home, what'd you do? Put him in the hot pen? No, I put him back in the air-conditioned pen. Put him with plenty of food, plenty of water. Can I say this morning? Let me read it to you one more time. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You don't have to go down that road. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice. Can I say that dog, when he was down there, I was calling his name 100 times, but he would not come. I wonder who the Lord's been calling this morning so many times, and you just won't come. And you're eat up this morning. You need to get out of the world. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This morning, if your spiritual life has stopped up, come let the Holy Ghost breathe on you. This morning, if you've been getting eat up in places you ain't supposed to be, come let the Holy Ghost breathe on you. Don't you get back out there in that world. That world ain't changed a bit. It's still deadly. It'll still kill you. It'll destroy everything that you have. And daddies, can I say something to you? That old devil wants your family. You better stick with the door, because that's the only chance you and I has got. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the very many blessings. I thank you that it's Memorial Day weekend. I thank you for the ones that gave their life that we may have freedom, Lord God. Lord God, the ones that laid it down, Father, I thank you for that. And Father, I thank you for Jesus that laid his life down. Oh God, how much freedom we have this morning in this place. Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning that stopped up and needed fresh breath on them. Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning that's been eat up and just need a fresh start. Lord God, I pray this morning be the morning they make a move. Lord, I pray it in Jesus' most holy, precious, sweet name. Bless these next few moments in Jesus' name. All of God's people said. I ask you to